From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. For more than half a century, Yuri Kochiyama, an 83-year-old Japanese-American, has been fighting for social justice. History recalls her as the woman who cradled Malcolm X in her arms moments after he was shot down in a ballroom in Harlem in 1965. When asked to write about her activism, Kochiyama often replied that the task was just too overwhelming. But this year, she finally relented, and the result is Yuri Kochiyama's memoir titled Passing It On. In it, she reflects on several disturbing chapters in her own life and in U.S. history, including the internment of Japanese Americans, Malcolm's assassination, and the Vietnam War. The fullness of Kochiyama's political passions can perhaps be summed up by the photographs, paintings, and posters that surround her small apartment in Oakland, California.
On the walls, I have all my heroes, from Malcolm X, Fidel Castro, Patrice Lumumba, Che Guevara, Assata Shakur. Next to me, behind the wall, I have all the people in my family, every one of them. And, of course, I can't forget, I have on the bed about 10 teddy bears. Okay.
Speaking of your family, who you talk about, obviously, in this book, tell me what happened to your family on December 7th, 1941.
That's the day that Japan dropped bombs on Pearl Harbor. And, of course, you can imagine how this whole country was riled up. Right on that day at 11 o'clock, and I'm sure it was while Japan was still dropping the bombs, three FBI men came to our house. My father had just come back a day or two before from the hospital. He was sick. He was lying down. And they asked, does a person named Seiichi Nakahara live here? And I said, oh, yes, he's sleeping right now. And they said, where is he? And I said, in the bedroom. And they came walking in. And they woke him up and told him to put his bathrobe and slippers on, and they took him away.
Tell me how that very troubling and difficult moment for you impacted your life and your activism years later.
I wasn't very knowledgeable about anything at that time, though I was 20. Of course, right after that, 120,000 Japanese or people of Japanese ancestry were evacuated and sent to, well, the government calls them internment centers, I guess we call them concentration camps. But it changed the life of every person of Japanese ancestry.
Yuri, speaking of your activism, we're very involved in the civil rights movement, the black liberation struggle. For that matter, you're still involved with countless number of activities in and outside of the U.S. In the 1960s, you well know that you sent your children down south to help register black folk to vote.
Oh, wait, I just want to say, though, that I didn't send them down south. They wanted to go.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they really got into the movement stuff. I wanted them to really come to understand why there was such a movement.
I raised the civil rights movement, Yuri, because I wanted to ask you right quick here about your friendship with one Malcolm X. We all know and have seen 1,001 times this moment that is forever frozen in history of you holding Malcolm X after he was felled by assassins in the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem nearly 40 years ago. Before I ask about that moment, tell me very briefly about your friendship with Malcolm X.
Of course, everyone knows how famous he was, and he was certainly a phenomenal person. He was a powerful speaker. He was an awesome teacher. He taught so much, not only to black people, but to everyone. But his love for his people was something so tremendous. He made his people proud of their ancestry. He also brought the struggle of the black people here in the U.S. to the people of Africa. I feel that Malcolm did more than anyone else to let me see what's really happening in the world and why.
My time, Yuri, is starting to get away from me. Let me ask you about that moment etched in history, the picture of you holding Malcolm Brother Malcolm X after he was assassinated at the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem. What do you recall about that moment?
Oh, well, you can imagine. I mean, it was almost unbelievable that someone would dare do such a thing. There were about 400 people in that hall, and when this happened, where it began with two guys rising up from their seat and one saying, "Get your hands out of my pocket," and all of us were looking there, and then all of a sudden there were a couple of people who went up front and shot Malcolm. I mean, Malcolm was the main person, I think, at that time, whose leadership was so strong, who was so needed in especially the black communities, that when he was shot, that whole auditorium was in a, how can I say? I mean, they were in shock and grieving. I'm so sorry, I can't seem to describe exactly how it was about. But Malcolm was such a fearless, principled, powerful leader who his people depended on for direction and inspiration. And then to see him shot down in front of them like that, it was a terrible blow.
Let me close by asking you, given that we now live in the most multicultural, multiracial, multi-ethnic America ever, what's the one most important thing you think we can do to better race relations in America?
I'm sorry, I'm going to veer off a little bit, but I think the most important thing today is stop U.S. wars. We have to stop what U.S. is doing in Iraq, Afghanistan. We must all stop all the things in this world that are killing people, whether it's starvation, whether it's the HIV, AIDS, whether it's hostility of one country from another for really political reason, and to really understand what United States is about. I hope I don't get you in trouble for saying this.
Yuri, you will never get me in trouble for anything you say on this program. I'm glad you had the courage to say it. I'm glad you had the courage to accept the challenge to finish your memoir, Passing It On. Yuri Kochiyama is the author of Passing It On and joined us on our program here today. Yuri, thank you so much for your time, and we'll have to talk again sometime.
Thank you, Tavis.